What is up, everybody? Welcome back to my podcast. It is Zachary Reality. Happy Thursday. Happy Traders Day. There's a new episode of The Traders tonight or wherever, depending on when you're listening. But they drop Thursdays on Peacock. There is a few episodes left. And today on the podcast, we're going to be sharing all of my Traders interviews. Yes, I was in New York City a few weeks ago interviewing the cast of Traders. I interviewed about eight of them. I interviewed Sheree, Parvati, Sandra, Bergie, Dan, and Janelle. Who else did I interview? Well, you're about to find out. Johnny Bananas, CT. There is so many great interviews in here, and I think you guys are going to love them. So they're all on my YouTube channel at this point. However, I wanted to upload all of them together for my podcast so that you guys can just listen straight through. Also, Ekansu is literally in this podcast. So there you go. I got everybody. So Janelle, Dan, Ekansu, Peter, okay, Pilot Pete, Parvati, Sandra, CT, Johnny Bananas, Bergie, and Sheree. It's a packed list. Great guests. I really enjoyed chatting with all of them. They were honestly all so sweet and so fun to chat with. They were all really generous with their answers and their time. I just like am such a fan of Traders and such a fan of The Bachelor and Survivor and everything. So it was just such a dream and such a awesome opportunity. So thank you so much to the team at the A-List, Monica, Nadine, Morgan, who helped us out that day so much for making this happen, and at Peacock for seeing my vision and believing me and putting me on a Traders campaign. And I mean, giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it. And shout out to Molly, who was my co-host, my assistant. She helped me so much for the day with filming, getting all the behind the scenes. She also co-hosted some of these interviews. So huge shout out to Molly. Everybody go follow her on Instagram. And let's play the interviews. I'm going to play them all back to back to back. And then I will have another recap for you guys later tonight on the new episodes 8 and 9 with Connor. So this is just a very special episode with all of the interviews. So without further ado, enjoy my chat with the traders and the faithfuls. Okay. What is up, everybody? And welcome back to Zachary Reality. We are here with Big Brother alums and Traitors alums since they both have already been eliminated. Icons, legends, Janelle and Dan, we meet again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for
Thanks
being
for
here.
having us.
So the tension brewing, I mean, I think from this situation with you guys, what are your thoughts kind of looking back at it and how you called him out?
I mean, absolutely. In that moment for my game, I had no choice but to call out Dan because people were coming for
I
him.
mean, there are some choices.
And he was the most obvious traitor. So I was like, this is like the easiest traitor to go after.
What should Dan have done differently since clearly he kind of messed up a little bit?
He should have talked more game with me.
If he told you he was a traitor, would you
I
have like
already knew he was a traitor.
but if he like let you in a little bit more, would you have played with him longer?
Yes, he needed to give me a traitor's name, give me something. Like, if we're working together, like, yo, throw me a bone.
Why didn't you
Anything.
give her any name? That's the million-dollar question. Why didn't you give any name?
Because I just thought Janelle and I were good. Like, I don't need to tell her because she knows I'm not coming after her. And it clearly underestimated her because it literally felt like Deontay like knocked the wind out of me and uppercutted me. And I'm like, bro, like Janelle, like I know you're coming after me, but she like blew up my entire game everywhere, and it was
Do you
hard to
blame
recover from.
her?
No, I mean, it's a great move. Like,
Yeah.
same thing like with Peter. It's like, that's why I play these games. Like, normally I'm the one like knocking people out. Janelle started absolute tailspin, so I give her credit for
Yeah,
that.
I mean,
Like,
I didn't
yeah.
want to go after Dan, but I was really left with no options because I was getting banished that night.
Yeah. Was there any way that you could have stayed in the game longer? Looking back at it, I know you're such a gamer, so like I'm
Yeah.
kind of curious what you would have done with your strategy.
So how I would have stayed, would I would have had to get the Bravo people.
The housewives, honey.
Yes, the housewives, honey. Like, I needed like MJ and Phaedra's vote really, really bad, that banishment.
Side note, wouldn't you watch Real Housewives of Minnesota? I mean, you have like the star right here.
I watched all the Housewives, all eight franchises, so I
There,
probably would.
and there's no Midwestern one, right?
There's not.
I
No,
mean, they
I
could do it. Would you do that?
would. I actually took a hockey mom down the other week because she came for my son, and I was like, I'll freaking show you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So since you guys are out, what do you want to see the second half of the season? What are your predictions? without giving too much away, but a little tease never hurts.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how everyone continues for this second half of the game. Like, this is the most important part if you're playing a faithful or a trader game, because it's really like a numbers game. You got to like see who you're with and then like make it to the end. You know, and it's hard to make it to the end as a faithful.
I know, but they might do it.
I feel like they might do it this year.
I'm so worried for Parvati.
Of course. I mean, Parvati's in danger. Girl.
Did you bring... Why didn't you just go for her? I know we talked about this last week, but don't you think he should have went for Parvati instead of going for Phaedra? Like, that was just so out of there.
What you needed to do, Dan, was go for Phaedra the day before, put some seeds out there, tell Bergie me, hey, like, Phaedra's acting kind of weird. Like, what do you guys think of Phaedra? Because there were people that...
Would you have thought it was Phaedra?
I didn't think it was Phaedra because John and Peter kept saying Phaedra.
She said one day it couldn't be a housewife. There's no way. And then I'm just like, okay, well, there goes Janelle. Like, I'm not going to be able...
But if Dan would have told me, I would have believed it.
So, like, I know you're, like, really into the game. So don't you ever think, like, who are the producers going to choose to be a traitor? Of course they're going to choose one housewife. Of course they're going to choose one survivor. Especially with Ceree last year, I almost felt like it was a shoo-in it was going to be Parvati or Sandra just because of that kind of thought process.
I think Phaedra played such an amazing game that she was able to get the scent off of her so easily with me. She would always strategize with me and throw names out there for me. So every conversation I had with Phaedra, I believed her. I thought she was a faithful.
Yeah.
And I had already process of elimination. Tamra was a faithful. Larsa was a faithful. I really believed in my whole heart that Sheree was a faithful.
Yeah, Phaedra made an incredible, played an incredible game even up to this point. Like, she's probably going to get out of this thing unscathed. You know, like,
I don't know. I feel like you kind of ruined her game.
I think
it was a teaser. I just feel like Trishelle is onto her now.
Everyone was onto her before, though, that we were working with. That's just not on the show. Like, her name's out there.
I just think she's so well insulated. And after watching that, like, as a faithful or whoever, watching Phaedra defend herself, like, if you're going at her, you better have everyone at the table before you even open your mouth, because she was just so good at the hand-to-hand combat and, like, totally underestimated.
A lot of people trust her too, Phaedra. Like, she had a lot of people around her, Bravo people, and then also, like, me and Bergie trusted her so much.
Don't come for the housewives, honey. What did you think of Parvati's comment about the housewives glamorizing their lives and kind of acting?
I mean, I knew where Parvati was going with it. I was like, okay, like, yes. I was like, okay, good for you. I didn't even notice. It's weird when you watch the show and actually experience. I don't remember Phaedra saying that to Parvati back. Parvati. I don't remember that.
What has been the response from Big Brother fans, like, seeing you guys back together on another show?
They absolutely love it. I think they love seeing me and Dan back on their TV. They're super excited. I think they were excited to watch Dan play as a traitor.
Yeah.
I always gauge, like, a flood of, like, tweets, and I think some people like wanted us to work together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, well, why didn't you work together? Because
did you think about choosing her?
I did, but I also felt like we're good. Like, imagine, like, you can go in with, like, your sister or your cousin. I'm like, we're good. Like, no matter what, like, you know,
but
I'm going to protect
really
her.
We're not really good until, like, I'm in the inner circle. Like, then we're good.
Well, if you're a faithful and you're a traitor, you're just on different teams. So you wish he would have chosen
you. We're good, but, like,
he should have chose you.
He totally should have, because I would have totally been down to work with Dan. And I wouldn't have, I would never throw
One of these days we're going to, like, I just feel like we're like, friendly / neutral, but never, like, at each other's throats. Mm-hmm. And I just would like to be on, like, Team Janelle for one show. That's it. Like, where there's, like, all right, hey.
It's honestly, it's the right team.
It is the right team.
Okay, last question. The breakfast looks so good. Like, I have food in my kitchen, but I'm still starving. Yeah. Like, was it that good?
The breakfast is fab. The best croissants ever. So fresh every day. The eggs always went really quick because that's an American breakfast. The Brits really don't. They're not into that. The Scottish people, they're like, oh, no eggs, no boiled eggs, nothing.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you saw, I was too nervous to eat. Like, I would maybe have a sip of water.
I lost
and
some weight on that show, which was good. I lost some LBs.
Wait, do you have a traitor's tagline since you love the housewives? Like, well, I may be undercover, you know, like something that rhymes.
What about a Minnesota one? Minnesota housewives. Like, this
I may
is the audition.
Look like Minnesota nice, but I've got a knife behind my back.
I love it. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, we are here with Pilot Pete. I have been waiting all day, actually, to meet you. So I'm
you are
very
you are
excited.
Too kind. Happy to be here.
Okay, good, good, good. I'm loving you on the Traitors.
Thank you.
Actually, obsessed. I was obsessed with Ari too.
Okay.
And I love the correlation of how they brought him back because he did the switcheroo.
Yeah.
You did the triple switcheroo. Did you kind of
triple,
feel?
Yeah.
Did you kind of feel that coming into it?
Wait, sorry, with what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, with the casting, like, did you kind of feel like, all right, like, of course they're going to put me on Traitors?
Oh, so honestly, it was, I am so grateful for the opportunity, because mm-hmm. this was a very last minute thing for me. Yeah. I got called, like, honestly, about like a week and a half before we started filming, mm-hmm. and had time off from work. So like, hell yeah. Said yes, let's go for it. I had just seen a couple episodes of Traitors season one. So once I got the call, I watched it and finished the whole season. Was obsessed. I'm like, I can't believe I get to do this now in like a week. So
that was
fun.
So cool. I was nervous that you weren't going to be here today because I saw you were in Thailand.
Yes.
How was that trip? Welcome home.
It was incredible. Lots of travel. I think I was flying for like 25, 26 hours, but yeah, made it in 6 a.m. today and here we are. But yeah, I got to go out with my dad. We had a good time. Made a lot of good memories. So.
Okay, good. I love it. Okay, so let's talk Traitors. The season is hot. It's fire. Last episode was crazy.
Yes.
You're anxiously awaiting whether you're going to accept this role as a traitor or a faithful. Tell me, like, the moment you opened that envelope, what was, like, the first thing you thought of?
Man, I remember opening that door to go in, and immediately my eyes went straight to the envelope on the chair, and I knew, obviously.
Did you think you were going home?
No, because I knew, so murders occur in the morning, so I knew it wasn't a murder. I knew exactly what it was when I saw that.
Because the same thing happened with Ari last year.
Yes.
He got recruited halfway through.
Exactly. So having a little bit of knowledge, I saw that and I knew exactly what it was going to be. And I just, like, honestly, my heart sank.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, this is going to be a tough decision here. Mm-hmm. And so I went in, I saw it was confirmed. You know, Peter, we'd like for you to join the Traitors. And it was tough, man. Honestly, it was a very difficult decision. And you only have I had 5 minutes to like make it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I made it, and obviously I was committed to it, and we'll see what happens.
We will. Are you surprised that they picked you, considering what just happened at the roundtable like hours prior?
No. Was it too obvious? I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, of course. Don't.
But yeah, that may or may not have gone into my thinking. But I knew it was at that point the smartest play for the Traitors to do in the game, and it really just forced my hand, which again was genius on their part.
Yeah.
So kudos to them for that, and. Yeah, like I said, we'll see what happens.
Well, I think it's debatable whether that was the smartest move, because you already are going for Parvati. So now you have more confirmation when you already knew it. So we've seen that traitors turn on each other. So if I, as a viewer, I'm thinking, well, now he's just going to turn on Parvati, and now him and Phaedra can ride this out. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, you were really vocal as a faithful. Were you scared to put yourself out there like that?
No. So what I love about this game is how dynamic it is. Mm-hmm. And it truly just is changing. So it's a very complex game. It's changing every single day. Mm-hmm. I realized once I made my first move, now I had to commit to being as loud as possible, because that was going to be my protection. I mm-hmm. had to be the loudest one in the room, which I didn't start off that way.
Yeah.
But I wanted to keep all the attention of the traitors on me, of calling them out. Mm-hmm. So to try to force their hand not to get rid of me and make it an obvious call of he was right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're really killing it. I mean, are you, like, what's been the response from Bachelor Nation? Because I feel like, you know, you got a little heat, you've been the butt of some jokes, but now, I mean, everyone's just like really into it. Like, all your haters are like, now we're Team Peter, like, he turned it around. So what has kind of been the response from Bachelor Nation?
Oh, it's been a ton of love, honestly. Good. I really, really appreciate that. Truly, it's meant a lot. I just had fun with this game. Mm-hmm. I went into it and I didn't really know how much I'd enjoy, because obviously this is very different than a dating show.
Yeah.
How much I'd enjoy like a gameplay type format. And like I said, had the time of my life, enjoyed playing with the cast like no other. And Bachelor Nation, everyone, thank you guys for the love. It's been cool.
This is the spot for Bachelor Nation. We know that. We want to see your mom on the show.
She would.
Don't let her go, Peter.
She would kill it.
She would.
I feel like her and Phaedra would be hilarious on TV together. So,
you think she would be a good traitor or a good faithful?
She honestly would kill it in both roles. My mom mm-hmm. honestly could pull, I think, both off. We'll see. We'll see where
Maybe
I get it from.
Maybe she
can
be on the next season. I mean, you never know. I mean, the cast is kind of wild. They're pulling John, the Parliament guy.
Yeah.
So, anyone could be on it.
John was one of my best friends, too, on the show. He was such I never thought I'd be playing a game show with a former Speaker of the House. Like, it was wild in itself. So,
did we ever find out if he really had asthma?
No, I don't know. We'll
TBD.
See. We'll see. TBD.
Okay. I'm definitely waiting. We also love your friendship with Bergie, the bromance.
Yes.
Talk to me about playing the game with him.
Bergie was one of the first guys that I just really, really connected with. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I felt like he was just like my little brother.
Yeah.
And we just had a really good, solid connection. The way I played the game was I wasn't looking for who I thought were traitors. I was looking first for who I thought I could give my 100% trust to. And he was one of the first guys. And so once you get that, you build that rapport with someone, it's so fun to play the game with, because you're not worried about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Until maybe there's a twist, obviously, with the recruitment. But You hope you can trust them. And I had so much trust with them, so much fun. And I love that guy.
Okay, I love it. Okay, last question. Are you watching Joey season? Do you still keep up?
I watched the first season, first episode. I've been traveling a lot, so I haven't been able to catch up. But definitely, I know Joey. Met him a couple times. Cool. Awesome guy. Rooting for him. And excited to see how it all turns out.
So you're going to give him some advice?
I don't know if he wants advice from me.
Well, I mean, based on the teaser, he might actually want advice from
they
you.
They did start. I noticed that they started the season
with Billie Eilish
to how they started mine.
Yeah.
So hopefully it goes a little bit easier for him. Hopefully, fingers crossed. So
we'll see. All right. Thank you so much, Peter. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Don't let her go, Peter. Don't let her go. Don't let her go.
What is up, everybody? And welcome back to Zachary Reality. We are here for another Traders interview with Bergie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And I had to bring in my co-host Molly for this one because she is the biggest Love Island fan.
Biggest. So, so excited to have you here.
So kick it off. What do you want to ask him right away?
I would say the first question is, how did you feel going into Traders after almost right coming off of Love Island?
I was super excited to come into Traders because I felt like on Love Island, there was a lot of girls that people were like, oh, he's being used and he's not realizing it. I was like, no, I realized it, but I wanted to stay in the villa. And I thought this was a perfect opportunity to like show how smart I actually am and not be manipulated. And I say that a lot in Traders because I wanted to really prove that.
Absolutely. You definitely were strategic.
Yes. And then working with Peter, working with Janelle. Janelle took me under her wing from day one. She's like, do this, don't do this. She probably saved me from murder a couple times. And
is that true?
Maybe even a management.
She's shaking her head. It's true. Well, can you talk about your bromance with Peter? Because we're kind of obsessed with it.
Obsessed.
We want to go on a double date with you guys. Like platonically.
Yes, yes. Peter and I would probably be down to do it too.
Okay,
him and I got along from day one. We were walking around the castle. We're like, look at this. Look at this night. Look at that. And then from that day forward, I'm like, whether Peter's a traitor or not, I'm going to like just be friends with him. Mm-hmm. And if he's a traitor, he is going to carry me and not murder me. So I was like, Peter and I are best friends from that day forward. And then we were strategizing how we were going to get through the castle.
Okay, I love it.
Your bromance was absolutely everything to watch.
That's okay, last question, because we have Survivor royalty that has entered the building. Can you give us a little tease for the rest of the season on what we can potentially expect?
What you can expect from me, if you watched my first episode of Love Island, I think this, for my journey, is going to go full circle.
Okay, so excited.
Awesome to see it.
Thank you. Oh my God, Salt Lake was crazy with the whole Monica thing. What would you do? Then the interview is already starting, so welcome back. What would you do if you were in that situation where one of these new housewives came in on Atlanta and had a spam account?
I wouldn't be happy. So I see where the girls are, you know, where they're going with that.
Mm.
And I mean, that's just not cool. That's not cool.
Yeah.
I need you to come in. So I'm of course an OG.
Yes.
And I'm from a time where we were who we were, and I mean, we were not pretending to be anything else other than who we were. We were not making things up. So when you come onto reality TV, show your reality.
And it's changed.
It's a big part of her reality. So I think she probably should have revealed it, because they figured it out.
Well, yeah, they did. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're here with another interview, the gorgeous, talented Sheree Whitfield, the OG of Atlanta. We couldn't stop talking about housewives. And of course, we're going to talk about Traders because that's why we're here. But let me get a couple Atlanta housewife questions out of the table. Big news, Candy Burris just announced that she was taking a break, leaving the show. She announced it at the Grammys. What were your thoughts? Did you know that she was going to leave?
I did not know that Candy was going to leave, but I do know that she's been there for 14 consecutive years.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, it's good to take these breaks. I've had a few. And I promise you, when you take those breaks, it's like a weight lifted off of your shoulders, like where you can actually, you know, figure out and know what you're doing.
What your life is about.
What life is about, you know?
Because I'm sure the housewives, it's like every year, it's like the circle that never ends.
Yeah.
So like you leaving for a few years and coming back, like it has the game changed completely? I mean, we know the cast has changed.
Yeah, when you leave and you come back, things have changed. And one of the major things that changes is you. Mm-hmm. You realize, okay, this isn't important. I don't have to fight for I don't have to fight every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You pick your battles.
Yes.
And then, you know, you're in a better headspace and, you know, I mean, Candy, I mean, we don't have to worry about Candy. Candy's going to have 500 jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's definitely
worldwide.
We all are.
Yeah.
She's definitely made her impact on
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, some of her earlier seasons were her best.
Yeah. Well, the rumor mill is hot right now with Atlanta. Like, it's all over my Twitter timeline. They're saying that Kenya and Portia are going to be leading this new reboot. Ooh. Obviously, you can't say much, but can you say anything? Are you open to returning for another season?
I'm open to returning for another season. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And I've said it before. I'm okay with a reboot.
Yeah.
I think, you know, fresh face, fresh, mm-hmm.
fresh faces.
Fresh faces are good to have.
Yeah.
And I think Portia, you know, she's fun. Mm-hmm. And bringing Portia back, you know, she has a huge fan base. People yeah. love her. She's fun. And you know, she's in a different space than when we last saw her.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
She wasn't married. So mm-hmm. now she's married. And Pilar is, you know, older.
I
and
know.
So I think it'll be great.
Okay. Well, yeah. time will tell. I'm anxiously awaiting an update. I feel like it's going to come any second, maybe soon.
They need to do something soon because it's really just not cool having everyone just sit there waiting, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why we do other shows. Like, we go to the castle in Scotland.
And
I was so happy to see you on the cast because I think you're very funny. And I was also happy to see Phaedra because she's hilarious. What was it like going into that experience with her? Did you know she was going to be there?
None of us knew we were going to be there.
Yeah.
None of us knew who was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't call anybody. We didn't say anything. It was so hush hush. So you get there and I see Phaedra.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So it was fun. It was fun working. I've known Phaedra for a long time, even before Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I knew her and just working with her, and I know her, you know, sense of humor, and, you know, it was just good.
Yeah, well, what do you think of watching Phaedra on the show now? Because she is a traitor, and she is keeping you safe. She got rid of some housewives, but not Atlanta. What is it like watching her, like, be this traitor?
Let me tell you something. Phaedra is literally doing her thing.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. She is definitely helping the show be what it is right now. She's so funny.
Yeah,
she is. But you know what? I knew Phaedra was a traitor early on.
You did?
I absolutely
did. You tell anyone?
I told no one.
How did you know?
Listen, I did my homework.
Yeah.
I watched season one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? My strategy is going to go in, kind of soak everything in, be a sponge and listen and don't. I can't be too messy.
Yeah.
Messy works on Housewives. It does not work on traitors.
Yeah. Don't come for the housewives, honey.
That's right.
I love that when she said that. Well, we're seeing your gameplay, and it does maybe come across like you don't know what's going on all the time. Is that true?
Honey, Sheree knew what was going on.
Well, the edit for Sheree on Atlanta Housewives recently on Traitors, it's a little aloof. It's a little do-do-do-do-do-do. We know, we watch these shows. We know that there's a lot of editing. You're always making us laugh. Tell us that there was more going on than what we're seeing.
So the first day I had an alliance with Sandra, Peppermint, and Peter. Ooh. We had an alliance.
I love Peter.
I know. Don't y'all?
Yeah.
We had an alliance, and then I went in, and then I got into some other groups. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're taping like 15, 16 hours a day.
Oh gosh.
Very long days. And then you have to narrow it down.
Yeah.
So I understand that, you know, everybody can't be, they can't show everything.
Yeah. So there is some strategy with Sheree.
Absolutely.
She knows what she's doing. And she's still in it. And you are not on anyone's radar. Mm-hmm. And
you got to lay low.
Yeah. Doing it. Yeah. Did you wish you were recruited as a traitor? Looking back at it now, do you feel like you could have played that role? Or do you think it just kind of happened the way it was supposed to?
I mean, going in, I don't think one person there didn't want to be a traitor.
Yeah.
Because they have such a huge advantage.
Uh-huh. You
know? But watching it and seeing how stressed, because even with Parvati, I knew Parvati was one early on too. Because
damn.
And you
kept that really to yourself?
I said it in my interviews.
Okay.
They need to go back and watch all my interviews.
We need a BTS.
I said that, yes. Beyond things.
But they say that, like, maybe if you knew they were a traitor, just pretend you don't because they are the people that are keeping you safe.
Absolutely.
So that was the strategy.
Sheree has a strategy.
And she will sneak up on you. There is still a few episodes left of the season to see.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. How was the food? How was the breakfast?
The breakfast was good.
Okay.
The breakfast.
What was your go-to breakfast?
I mean, you can't mess up a croissant, can you?
No.
Yes.
You can't.
I mean, you buy them.
Yeah.
So the croissants and the fruit, the coffee,
the jam.
Okay. Well, jam was good.
I have a little quick game for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to write down a name, and I will hold that for you so you have your hands. Which housewife from any franchise would you want to see on Traitors Season 3? Because we just got renewed for a new season. So who do you think would be good on there? Who would you want to see from...
I've given a couple answers, but I think I'm going to change this one because...
Okay, take your time. I won't look. I won't peek. We are here with Sheree Whitfield, everybody. Everyone loves the purple. So fabulous.
Thank you.
Oh, you can show. Okay, let's show them. Lisa Barlow. Do you think she would be a traitor or a faithful? You know, Monica would be a traitor.
Yeah, Monica would definitely be a traitor.
And Heather would be a traitor too.
I think Lisa Barlow would be a faithful.
Really? Do you think she'd do a good job?
I think she'd do a good job.
Yeah, I mean, she's funny.
Yeah, she's really funny.
Yeah, yeah. I like her. Would you ever do like any Ultimate Girls Trips?
Yeah.
Just like whatever pops up.
Yeah, whatever pops up. Well, not whatever pops up, but yeah.
who on the cast, you want to write down again, who do you think should have been a traitor from day one that wasn't? That didn't, but could have been one from day one that should have been a good one?
I would say it could have been a traitor from day one.
Bergalicious, Pilot Pete, MJ, Tamra, John. Molly, who do you think? Pete. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we might see that happen next episode. So I'm loving this little list that we're writing. Okay, well,
but Peter,
thank you.
Is such a great faithful, mm-hmm. but I think he would be a good traitor as well because he's so under the radar. Like,
yeah.
People, he's not suspecting.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
They're not suspecting. Oh, he's a bachelor. Mm-hmm. He couldn't, you know, concoct these things.
Well, Phaedra's not going to, you know, kiss his ass for a rose.
Oh, she's not.
I hope that moment actually comes because you know how sometimes things are in teasers but they don't make the season.
Oh no, that has to make the season.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Okay, last question. And thank you so much for being here. You're so fabulous. We need a little tease, and you kind of gave us a little one with Peter. But what can we expect from the last few episodes? I don't know how many more we have, but what can we expect from Sheree? What can we expect from the season? You said you watched season one, so is this just gonna blow us away for season two?
What you can expect coming up is, you know, we haven't seen, so I don't know how everything is edited.
But you were there.
I was there, but you wouldn't know I was there. True. The way they edited it.
Yeah. I mean, you're there.
I'm there making faces.
Didn't you almost get a shield?
I got a shield.
Yeah, you got the shield. Sorry.
Yeah,
you,
got
she
shield.
Got the shield.
I got the shield.
She has a shield. She has a peach. What else does Sheree need?
I think it's going to open up a little more because it's less people.
Yeah.
So you'll see, hopefully, they'll show more of the alliances and us talking
yeah.
and, you know, strategizing
yeah.
and things like that.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait to see what happens with you and your girl Phaedra. So.
Yes.
And Peter.
And Peter.
We'll see. Thank you so much, Sheree.
Thank you.
Love you always.
Love you.
I had to throw a Hail Mary because no one was going to drink out of that rusty old cup.
Did you get any? Did anyone touch it?
Beck and Sue.
I'm young. Well, then you
better finish. Barbara, you want my
autograph? Oh, my Lord, sweet baby Jesus. Not Beck and Sue. Lord, not
Beck and Sue. Is it angled properly?
I was, she's the only person that I
Lord, not
could think of Texas. That would actually do it.
Me, honey.
The episode came out. I said, I'm so sorry. I love you so much. I didn't want to kill you.
Okay, are we good to go? Okay, welcome back to Zachary Reality. I am your host, Zachary Reality, joined by my co-host, Molly, today. Molly.
Hi.
I had to bring Molly in for this interview because she is the biggest Ek and Sue fan ever.
Biggest, absolute biggest fan. Queen.
You're stunning, beautiful, and it's
Thank
nice
you.
To have an American fan here right next to me. And
yes.
the lovely Zachary.
Lord.
Love the energy.
Lord, not Ek and Sue. I have been saying that. Repeat for the past 2 weeks. I'm texting my friends out of the blue. Lord, not Ek and Sue. Lord, not Ek and Sue. Lord, not Ek and Sue.
Guys, I think that has been brain in my brain cells, and they've made like cups with Lord, not Ek and Sue. I mean,
I was gonna get a T-shirt, but it was only on Etsy, and I was in my bed, so I didn't want to get up to get my card. But if it was on Amazon, I would have bought
Amazon,
it.
Amazon, this is a shout out for you. You need to get those cups on.
Lord, absolutely. Lord, not Ek and Sue. Can you?
Lord, do not Ek and Sue. And so,
Lord, not Ek and Sue.
Fine, I'll get you back at the reunion.
So what was your reaction to Phaedra's reaction when you were eliminated?
I was sad watching my own funeral. I cried.
Yeah.
Because something really weird happened. Like when I died, I was reborn in real life. Mm. It's like I realized how life is so short and everything that I used to worry about actually meant nothing. I know it's a game, but I was actually physically buried in a coffin underground. So
that's... I can't even imagine how that must feel.
It feels great. And I would do it all over again. It was scary because it was like, you know, once in a lifetime, but it's changed me, man. Look at me. Ek and who?
Yes. Ek and Sue. How is life after death?
Life after death is amazing because I'm feeling recharged, fresh, obviously sad. I you know, who knows what would have happened if I lasted longer in the episodes. Would have had maybe some more cat fights in there, who knows.
Hopefully we love some good drama,
maybe some crawling in the castle.
Did you feel any sort of suspicion about the dirty cup before you drank out of it?
No, because I was having such a good night. I was like tipsy, and you know, I love poverty. Like I didn't think anything
Same.
Of it, you know. And it's ironic that actually I gave her a hug and I was like, I love you. I and there's me with the cup, like,
well, what do you think watching it back, bitch. How poverty like murdered you? Because it felt like she was looking around and nobody would drink her cup, but like you were the girl that was ready to have a good time.
I've learned a life lesson here. Don't trust everyone.
Don't
trust your neighbor.
That's
don't
like
trust
a good...
your friend. Don't trust, keep your enemies close. But yeah,
that's a good lesson for life, to just not drink out of other people's cups.
Yes. Especially at bars or castles in Scotland. Don't do it.
Looking back and seeing how she murdered you, like, was it shocking? Like, did you regret it? Like, how could you have skated out of that situation if possible?
I don't regret anything. I think I had the most iconic death in the hell.
So far.
And if someone told me how you want to be murdered, I'd be murdered exactly in that style with red lipstick. So I don't regret it at all.
So you and Parvati are cool?
Yeah, I love her.
Parvati?
Yeah, I love her.
You really killed
her. She's amazing. Of course.
We're getting her side of the story.
Yeah. No, I'm not bitching about you. So no, she's lovely. Yeah. Good energy.
Strategy wise, how did you feel this was different to Love Island? What was your approach?
Guys, you just have to cut your emotions out. I mean, you basically have to throw your heart out the window and use your brain. And luckily I have brains because people think I don't, but I do.
Your brains and you're also very beautiful.
Thank you. But beauty fades. So people think their looks take them far in life. And mindset is the one, guys. Mindset is attractive. Anyway, subliminal messages. Hello. But I'm just saying, my mind's gone for a sec. What was you saying? It's been a long day. I'm still jet lagged.
Yeah, you came from London. Thank God you made it. Okay, so with the game moving forward, there's some episodes left. You're no longer on the show, so you're going to be watching as a viewer just like us. What do you expect to see? What do you want to see? Who you may be rooting for? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea, because from what I saw, obviously Dan, Phaedra, and Parvati, they're kind of doing well at the minute. So I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to go.
Dan's out, babe.
Oh, I haven't seen that episode yet.
From last week, Dan is out. And Parvati, it seems like she's on her last string because she was so close with Dan. So people
I think if Dan's out, I think we know that Parvati and Phaedra might be out. Because if one you catch one traitor, it's like a dominoes game, right?
So then the Faithfuls could potentially win, but they potentially recruited Peter, we're about to see.
Oh!
Yeah.
For you.
No spoilers, but...
Oh, okay.
It's out.
I don't think Peter would have been a good traitor. Nah.
Well, I guess time will tell. We're about to
find
out.
We'll have to find out. Dun, dun, dun.
I feel like he has gained trust with so many of the Faithfuls that if he doesn't switch up, he may be able to kind of ride things out.
Yeah, I agree. I think he gives up an energy where you can trust him. You know, he's very friendly to everyone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Funny and yeah.
And hot. Do you have any Love Island questions?
Oh, well, so many Love Island questions there could be. I mean, I guess like, I'm not sure if you watched any of the show prior, but being in the villa, is it totally different from what we see?
Yeah, I mean, it's filmed all day, 24 hours. There's cameras in the toilets, even when you're trying to poo. I literally couldn't pee for 3 weeks. This is facts. And they only show you like an hour of the episode. Right. So if you're sunbathing for 3 hours by the pool, that's not TV. Mm. The producer won't be airing you taking a tan or having food in the kitchen because that's boring.
Right.
You're not there for a holiday. You get put in situations which are very uncomfortable sometimes. People talk about you, but you got to be strong. And also, you know what? You got to fight for what you want. Mm. And in life, that's like that. You got to fight for what you want. Yeah. And I was not there to make friends because it's not Friend Island. It's Love Island.
Absolutely.
But, you know?
What's like scarier or better, the villa or the castle?
The villa.
Yeah.
I think the castle was great because it's my dream to be in the horror film, serial killer documentary.
Murder mysteries.
I love it. So for me, it was like orgasm, you know, in there.
Yeah,
I loved
you were
it.
Living your dream.
Loved it.
Kind of like me right now. Well, I loved all your fashion. I loved your outfits. Did you have a favorite?
I liked my two-piece with the sort of the rich sort of art painting on there. Probably, I don't know who the artist is. I'm not Mozart. No, that's a musician, right?
They'll find it.
We'll find it.
You'll find it.
We'll find it.
Well,
you guys would be good in the traders too.
I played the game in LA. They did the 1 hour experience and I was a trader and I won.
Did you? I was going to say you'd be really good as a traitor.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
But that was an hour, so I don't know how it would be with multiple
24
days.
Hours.
Right. We tried talking about it this morning, and I was like, I'm just really not good at hiding face. I show emotion. I'm very smiley. So I'm like, if I had to lie, I feel like you'd see right through me.
No, but you're cute, and people wouldn't blame you for being a traitor.
Like, blame you?
Yeah. At the end, towards the end.
Okay.
Well, it's like if you sneeze... You're a traitor.
Well, John, he tried to breathe and he was a traitor.
Yeah, you know, the game can get quite, it's normal, like in the game to get paranoid, you know. If there's if you say something at the round table, you get accused of being a traitor or that's your next victim at the banishment, for instance.
Yeah.
Right. Watching it back now, do you feel like you, maybe not regret, but wish you had alliance with someone else?
What does that mean?
Like you wish that you stuck with someone else, like best friends, like not going to vote each other out.
Your back.
I don't think anyone has each other's back in the show. I think everyone has their own back in the show because your best friend betrays you on the show or who you're friends with as well. You know, traitors can be against each other too. So it's one of those shows where actually you have to be your own best friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us. Will be texting everyone Lord Not Ekansu for the rest of eternity. So can you please give me like 3 Lord Not Ekansus, maybe in different voices for the camera?
Can I do a baby voice?
Yeah, whatever.
Lord Not Ekansu. Hello.
And sorry, that's creepy.
Wait, Parvati, can you hop in here for a second? And maybe sit next to your girl. Here's the Parvati, I want to kind of give you an opportunity to apologize if you want. It's a game. You don't have to.
Look, I have apologized publicly on Ekin's Instagram.
Okay.
And privately and publicly. I messaged Ekin before the episode came out. I said, I'm so sorry. I love you so much. I didn't want to kill you.
I was naive. I mean, no one drank apart from me. And she didn't. You didn't get intentionally.
No, I didn't want you to die. You were my girl.
You had no option.
Yeah, I really had.
But to be fair, I would rather die knowing that people weren't targeting me than someone saying, right, we're going to banish Ekansu tonight. Yeah, no. Maybe they were going to banish me that night. But thank you for poisoning me.
We have resolution. I'm so glad. I mean, the two of you together, just straight hotness. So, thank you guys.
Thank you. I heard you like going deep with your answers to the question. Mine's high.
Yeah. She knows.
Lord, not Ekansu. Lord, not Ekansu. Lord, not Ekansu. Lord, not Ekansu.
Sweet baby Jesus, not Ekansu. Lord, not Ekansu.
Okay. The world. Ready? Is it recording? What is up, everybody, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. We are here on a one-on-one date with CT. Are you going to get my rose? Okay, wrong person. How are you doing today?
Good. How do you put this in your ear? I can't get the fit.
That's how you get the answers, so you don't slip up and reveal too much, because
microphone ever.
You obviously have all the tea, which is why we're here.
Oh, I got no tea.
Okay, well, my first question is, how did you feel about Peter kind of like not framing you, but putting out that little seed, like watching it back?
I don't have anything against him. I think he's faithful, and he's trying to do what he can to find a traitor. Mm-hmm. And in my experience, I do feel like everybody should be explored, and that's fine. It was my turn again, like third week in a row. But whatever, you know, at the same time, he's not wrong feeling the way he's feeling, but he signed up to be the tip of the spear. And mm-hmm. typically I think it's a little early to be swinging for the fence like that.
Well, you were a faithful, but did people really think you were a traitor? Did you have anxiety about that around the house?
Oh, I think everybody thinks everybody's a traitor.
True.
I mean, how can you not? But I don't want to speak for everybody else, but I almost feel as if people who come from, he did come from a competition reality show.
So. Yeah, yeah.
But it's different because he wasn't ever in the hot seat. You don't want to show your cards too early. And, you know, he put a big target on his back and it's working. I mean, he found one.
Yeah, Dan, who's literally in this room watching us as we speak. Mm-hmm. What was it like getting Dan out? I'm sure that was such a sign of relief.
I'll be honest with you. I was hoping he was gonna break the wheel.
Did you know he was a traitor?
I mean, I had I had a strong suspicion that there was a disturbance in the force.
Yeah.
No.
For sure.
A little too coy.
Who else are we thinking is a traitor at this point in the episode, in the season? We're about halfway through.
I can't reveal my secret.
Are you sure? Because it's not like anyone's going
to
hear.
When you do these type of games long enough, you get to the point where, you know, there's a crocodile smile or somebody's too good to be true.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you know what I mean.
What did you do?
Two people.
You were on The Real World?
Just have to skip right over that. We're not going to just.
Okay, we'll cut that part.
No, keep it.
Whatever. You
I
were
was
on the.
To dig into it.
You were on The Real World? Where else were you?
Wow. And you bring it back 20 years before. Yeah.
We were here. Okay, we're gonna play a quick most likely two game.
Okay.
So if you can give us our whiteboard, Molly, you're gonna
pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, Johnny? How are you?
Alright, what do we got?
Okay. So you're gonna write a name.
Okay.
Okay. Who was acting the most like a traitor in the house that wasn't a traitor, since we know who the faithfuls are? In the beginning. Who is giving like the big traitor energy? I think we're drawing a diagram here.
Oh yeah,
this is like a vegetable. Now I get it. It's not a radish. It did look like a jalapeno. It did. Yeah. Okay. Can you pass me my Red Bull? Thank you.
And this may be because I have PTSD because of him. And I'm traumatized.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, show it to the camera. Johnny, can you pop in this since you're here?
Hey, take your earpiece.
Yeah, can you tell me how you feel about this?
About what? Him thinking I'm a traitor?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people thought I was a traitor. The only people that didn't is myself and this guy sitting on the couch over here.
Yeah. This didn't really work out well for you. I just saw you at House of Villains.
Yep.
I actually thought you should have won. I thought you deserved it.
It was a moral victory.
Yeah. This didn't work out the same for you.
Did not.
Do you have any regrets?
No. I actually wish I would have actually made fun of Alan's outfits more.
Yeah.
I didn't realize my time was going to be cut so short. Had I known, I would have gone even more recklessly than I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was part of my strategy.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going this direction. I'm going to go this direction.
To me, it would have been too obvious if you were really a traitor.
People actually thought I was after the round table. I was getting accused by a lot of people. So,
what are you thinking of CT on the show since we're here? Like, do you think he's going to win, go far?
Listen, I have spilled a lot of blood in the same mud with this guy for many years, mm-hmm. and he never ceases to amaze me at what he's able to do and what he's able to accomplish. I mean, obviously, people see him as a very big physical presence on shows, but his mental game is often underestimated, and I don't think it's any surprise that he's performing as well as he has this season. And is, you know, I mean, I've been going back and forth with this guy for now, what, like 2 decades?
He's my twin flame.
Yeah, yeah. The yin to, it's like the yin to my yang.
I love it.
The peanut to my butter.
The ham to your cheese.
The banana to your apple.
Yes, the banana to my split.
True. You should have showed him the banana that you drew. You could draw another one.
Yeah, CT, show me the banana.
Is that correct?
Yes. Did it hit record? Okay, welcome back to Zachary Reality. We are here with Survivor legends, Sandra and Parvati. This is honestly a full circle moment for me because I have been watching Survivor since I was 6 years old. You were my first season. And with all due respect, you were my favorite player of all time. Which... there's such a debate. I mean, listen.
I'm getting up right now.
No, Sandra, no. Listen, there is such a debate who the queen of Survivor is. Technically speaking, Sandra did win over you. Do you still feel like she was the queen, or do you still want to argue for that title?
No, we're done arguing for that title.
There's just no answer. You're both the queens.
Listen. Yeah, and there's so many other queens.
And everyone can wear a headband and be a queen.
Yeah.
Or a crown.
Yeah.
The queen stays queen.
That's a good one, right?
The queens, yeah, that's a really good one. My favorite like moment this season was, Lord, not Ekansu.
Yeah.
What did you think of Phaedra's dramatic reaction to that?
It shocked me, honestly. I was like, wait, are you serious?
Like, were you surprised that she was that mad?
Yes, I was like, are you, what's happening right now? Like, is this a real moment? But watching it on TV is so funny.
Oh, funny.
So dramatic. She's just perfect.
But
for this
she said
show.
That about everything. Everybody. Not my Burgalicious.
I know.
So it just depended on who it was. And then she.
But with Ekansu, she could really go over the top because it was just me, her, and Dan.
Yeah.
She was like fanning herself. And
yeah. Lord. Yeah. Not Ekansu. Mm-hmm. Was that murder, was it that hard? Like you literally could not get anyone to drink the chalice?
Well, I had a few people in my mind and I was.
Were you ever trying to give it to me?
I was never going to give it to you.
Oh, thank God.
Because I knew you. I was like, Sandra's not trying to banish me. And I don't know if she
And Sandra doesn't
her.
Drink like that.
And Sandra was just having water. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to give it to Sandra. I wanted to keep you safe anyway. And, oh, man, it was just like we just murdered a bunch of guys. So I was like, okay, it's got to be a girl. But I don't know. I didn't want to give it to Janelle or Trishelle, and MJ wasn't going to drink it, and Sheree certainly wasn't going to drink it. It was just like, it's either Bergie, Peter, or Ekansu.
Lord, not Ekansu!
Ekansu and I had like a good rapport, so I was like, I knew I could play that little, like, I could play that social card.
Yeah.
My Lord, sweet baby Jesus, not Ekansu. Lord, not Ekansu.
Sandra, we were kind of talking upstairs. I was shocked as a viewer, as a longtime fan, to see the two of you really come together so immediately, instantly because of your rivalry. How was it, like, did you guys talk, like, so quickly and just agree to be on the same page? Because it's better to go with the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Yeah, it was instant. Nothing was cut out of that clip. It happened really, really fast. And I just want to focus on the game. I didn't want to think about all the drama we had. I just wanted to really put everything I had into the game and try to get as far in
as possible, you know, so I was done.
Yeah. Did you ever think about recruiting Sandra instead of Peter? Obviously, we're going to see what plays out, but I mean, the two of you together as traitors would have been very powerful.
I did. I thought about recruiting Sandra because I knew she would say yes, and I knew she'd be an excellent traitor.
Excellent traitor.
I would have been an awesome-ass traitor.
And you still might be. The show's not over yet.
Yeah.
True. So why didn't you? Why Peter?
Because I really wanted to see Peter kill his friends.
That was a good line.
That was a good reason, yeah.
The blue blood traitor turn against his friends.
Fergie, Trishelle, John and Kelly, the most faithful of the faithful.
Yeah. How does the challenges compare on Survivor to the traitors?
Oh, they're so much easier on traitors than Survivor. Except grosser.
Hard. I got hurt. I never got hurt on Survivor.
Well, luckily, you don't need to be good at challenges because your social game is so good.
Thank you.
But you need immunity because people were always trying to vote you out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my favorite challenge, the arm one.
Yeah, that was a long challenge. I mean, there's nothing like that in Traitors. Traitors is just sort of like, I felt like I could really kind of phone it in for those challenges. But some of them were creepy. Like, you haven't seen some creepy ones, but they're coming up.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think Parvati was a traitor, like, in the beginning?
In my notes, on the first couple of traitors that I thought Parvati was at the top. But, like, I keep saying, the minute I wasn't picked as a traitor, I was like, there's no way she's a traitor over me. So then I dismissed her.
Well, what did you think? Yeah, what did you think about Dan picking you? Like, because you weren't originally picked by Alan. Like, you were, like, recruited right away.
Right, yeah. I was really surprised that I got recruited. But then I was like, oh, well, Larsa put a huge target on me at the round table. Mm-hmm. So that's smart of the traitors to recruit me because I already have some suspicion on me.
Yeah, fair enough. How do you think, this is so awkward, but Russell, I'm sorry I have to bring him up. How do you think he would do in Traitors, or we do not like him?
I think Russell would probably be banished or murdered right away.
You want to see Tony play? Because I saw you post on him on Instagram.
Over,
like, who do you want to see from Survivor? And when I heard you upstairs, I was like, I want to see John Cochran play too.
Well, Tony called me and told me he wanted to start a YouTube video, but he doesn't have followers. So I was like, well, you got to get on Instagram. And he was like, I made one, but I only have one follower. And I was like, I'll post it for you, Tony.
Okay.
But since he didn't follow me back, I deleted it.
Okay, I'm dead. What did you guys think of Ceri's gameplay last season? Did you take any tips from that?
Yeah, Ceri's amazing. She is so good at these games where she can stay very under the radar. She's very likable. She makes people feel safe.
Yeah.
And so I don't think she had a lot of suspicion on her.
No, she never did.
I can't play like that. People always think I'm suspicious, even when I'm not.
I'm worried for you. After last week's episode, I'm really worried for you.
Yeah.
So, I am.
I'd be worried for her, too.
Oh? No. What was it? Also, I was thinking, I was like, OG Parvati would have, like, flirted with Peter, flirted with all these guys. Like, you've really evolved into, like, a new kind of game. So, I was kind of wondering, like, how you've evolved in, like, playing these games now as a mother, now a lot older. Like, you're not the same flirt you were on Survivor way back in the day.
Yeah. Flirting isn't really the top of my list with strategy anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to evolve in those ways because I am older. I am more mature. I do have a kid. People knew that I'm in a relationship in the castle. So I'm not going to come off and be a creepy skis.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have been sincere. And I don't think it would have created any kind of good rapport with people.
Yeah.
And that kind of game doesn't call for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that kind of game. It doesn't, nobody.
You could do it. I like it, to be clear, like, it could work as a strategy for sure. Like, Ek and Sue could pull it off. Peter could pull it off. Bergy could pull it off. Like, these little cuties that are running around the castle, like, definitely flirted up.
I'd be like, oh my God, they're here for the wrong reasons. You know, like, there's way too many faithfuls anyway. Let's go for the ones that are just sitting here
flirting.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like The Bachelor. They're here for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Like,
I'm waiting for that line. This is not The Bachelor. I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose.
Oh yeah. Another. God.
How has your game evolved from Traitors? I feel like we're still seeing the anybody but me strategy a little bit that you've kind of coined in Survivor.
On the Traitors, I just simply wanted to be everyone's friend, whether it was a traitor or a faithful. And like I said, it was 21, 22 people. So a lot of faithfuls have to fall anyway. So for me, it wasn't imperative. It wasn't like, And I still feel like I had traitor angels protecting me in Dan, Parvati, and Phaedra.
Mm-hmm.
So although I hear my name come up as options from time to time, I honestly believe that people were looking out for me.
Yeah. Well,
we had your back.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Parvati.
What is the two last questions? What is the fan reaction to seeing the two of you together on Traitors? It was just such a shock to see both of you on the cast like instantly.
Oh, people lost their minds in the beginning.
Mother this, mother that.
Queen the Mother queens. Island.
I queen stand, stays queen.
I stand. Like,
it was fun.
I love it. Well, I'm so excited to watch the rest of the season, and I'm sure everyone is as well. Can you give us like one last tease on what we can expect from these final few episodes?
Oh.
Wait, why you didn't ask us about Janelle calling me a bitch?
Oh, fuck. You're a traitor. You're a fucking traitor.
Drink that water, bitch.
Well, what was it like when Janelle called you a bitch?
I didn't hear that word.
Yeah.
I was so zoned out. I was like, we had your back. That, and I told Janelle, I was like, Janelle, I never heard the word bitch. I just heard fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck off, fuck off. Like,
what is more intense, a tribal council or a round table at the traders?
I think a round table is more intense. Because you're directly looking at the people you're accusing in the eye and you're facing them and there's no way where to hide.
Yeah, you can say the most innocent thing and it'll get twisted around. Mm. You can just do a simple motion and someone already saw traitor behavior or just anything. And you don't even realize it. So you can't say, well, things will come up and you're like, what? I did that? Like, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about because.
Yeah, the breathing was so funny with how they were accusing John of having asthma.
Right. That was so funny.
Well, also, like, Jeff Probst isn't there to, like, direct the conversation. So, like, is it hard? Like, when do you know when to speak up at a round table? You don't know?
They just wait for someone to start speaking. So it's silent and it intensifies the pressure.
And usually somebody's ready.
And then somebody goes, oh, I'll talk. Ready to
pounce. Okay. Well, you can't get out of that last question before I let you go. The tease. I need a little tease on what we can expect from the final few episodes.
Final two episodes.
Final few. Like, maybe there's four more, five more. We don't know. Last season, they binged it, so I'm just waiting.
Yeah, they dropped the whole season last year.
Yeah. Mm. What can we expect? More banishments and more murders and harder missions and more injuries.
Maybe some tears.
You're going to come for more housewives?
Always.
Don't come for the housewives, honey.
Always come for the housewives.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the show.